We're going to continue with our availabilities. We're now joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start right there in the middle and then come over here to Dustin.
Devin Kupka, 5 to Go Podcast. Denny, a year ago in this media center, you announced that you signed your last contract extension with Joe Gibbs Racing. And one of the things you said in that press conference was that you didn't want your performance to fall off in your racing career. You just wanted to retire before any fall off happens. Clearly this year, performance has not fallen off. You might be at the peak of your career right now. Has there been any change in your thought when it comes to potential retirement at the end of next year?
No, I've just been so focused on the week to week that, you know, I haven't really thought, you know, too much about the future. And, you know, obviously JGR has got, you know, good plans set in place and whatnot, you know, for that. So I haven't put any more thought into or second thoughts or anything like that. So just really riding the wave of week to week right now and continue to try to get more wins.
Dustin Lovino, J-Ski. Denny, 9 of the 29 winners of the Brickyard 400 went on to win the championship that year. Why do you think this place demands excellence like that?
I definitely think it's, you know, it'd be interesting to see, like, what other racetracks have similar stats like that. I mean, ultimately, you have to have kind of everything. You have to have the downforce for the corners. You have to have straightaway speed, so you need your engines good for the straightaways. You got to have a great team to call a great race for strategy. You're going to need to qualify somewhat pretty well. So I think it's just all aspects of your team have to be buttoned up when you come here. And so there's not really any weaknesses, and there's probably 4 to 5 key components to a race team and their ability to win. And you have to have all 5. Like, you can't be missing one. You know, you come out on the last pit stop, last fuel stop, you know, 5th or 6th. I mean, you're cooked. You're done at that point. So you just kind of know where you stand, and everything kind of plays out through the race, and yeah, the best always seem to get to the front.
Come down here to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Toyotas have pretty much dominated the intermediates. Is there any reason to think you won't this weekend?
I don't know. This is just so different from a intermediate standpoint. Now, it's got high corner speeds, which you would consider intermediate. But you also don't know, like, what decisions teams make on the trim levels of their car. You know, very similar to Pocono, things could, you know, someone could just say, you know what, I'm trimming out, I want to qualify up front, and that's how we're going to keep our track position. So I'm optimistic that, yeah, our speed should carry, but it's not a given. I mean, week to week this sport is, so who knows.
And have you guys started trying to figure out how you'll strategize the new practice when you do have 50 minutes before qualifying? Does it change a whole lot, or does it just give you maybe more time to do the laps that you would do in 25 laps?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the racetrack as to, you know, whether you'll make qualifying runs or where you make 2 race runs. You know, how many miles do you want to put on the engine? I mean, I don't foresee, like, it just kind of depends on the track, but I don't think you're going to see people jumping at the drop of the green flag to get on the racetrack for a full 50 minutes. And so, and I think for everyone, it's different. We saw last week, some teams ran 2 sets of tires, some did not, and just ran 1. And so, it just depends on every team's agenda, and everyone will be different.
We have a lot of questions, so we're going to try to get to all of them. I apologize if we don't. So we'll go to Roy, and then to Dustin, then to Josh, then to Jeff.
All right, Denny, Roy, Skyview Sports. With the list that came out, I believe it was Time Magazine and the 100 most influential people in sports, how do you feel like your legacy is right now and how you'll build on that? And also, are you surprised Carson Hocevar made the same list?
No, I'm not surprised. I think, you know, it certainly has gotten a lot of attention in the sport here in the last few months. And so certainly riding that high. And so If you look at kind of his engagement rate, it's very, very high. So I'm not really surprised by that necessarily. But, you know, really it's just, you know, we started the race team to continue the legacy beyond driving. And, you know, I knew that my racing career, the driving days were only going to be those, that number is only going to be a certain time. So, you know, how could I be part of the sport well after? And that was my best avenue to doing it. So it's great that we've been able to, you know, make the changes that we've had and build this race team into championship contenders. And, you know, it's exceeded really all the expectations that I've had for it in such a short amount of time. But, yeah, it's certainly an honor to be amongst, you know, a lot of sports greats.
We're going to come to Dustin.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. With your run this summer and the points that you made up to take the points lead, it seems like among those in the garage, it's kind of changed their thinking about how far back you can be at the start of the chase to have a legitimate shot. Mm-hmm. With what you've done, has that changed how you view who has the, how far back you can be potentially?
Hey, you just got to win like a lot of races in a row. Yeah, sure. You know, but if you're 16th, I don't know that you've got the ability to go win three in a row. Let's all be honest about that. So, I don't know. I think there's a few that can, but I just don't see anyone from the very back doing that. So, sorry.
All right, we're going to go in the back to Josh and then down here to Jeff.
Josh Bodie, Wish TV and WRTV. This is the 30th anniversary of Dale Jarrett starting the Kiss the Bricks tradition here at IMS. How special is it to you that a NASCAR driver is the one that started it? And again, just how special is it to race here at IMS?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a big Dale Jarrett fan, and he was actually my mom's favorite. I think she thought he was attractive back in the day. His mustache, she liked his mustache, but... But yeah, we were just big Dale Jarrett fans, and obviously, you know, got to witness kind of him doing that for the first time, and thought it was very cool. And it was great to see them carry on that tradition. You could argue about the road course. I don't know necessarily whether that was really considered the same or not. But either way, it's you know, just pulling in here, I was mentioning on the drive-in, how amazing is this facility? It's just, it's so great. And, you know, regardless of the, you know, the racing product, it's just a historic place that you can feel its importance when you walk in. So it's one that we all want really, really badly.
We're going to go to Jeff and then Jordan.
Because of Kyle's tragic passing, that was two Brickyard 400s and Harvick also retiring. Some Brickyard 400s accounted for there. There's only... And then, obviously, the hiatus on the road course briefly. There's only three guys in the field that have a win on the oval here, which is a pretty small number considering, you know, you go to Darlington or Daytona, there's a lot of former winners in the field, right? What would the desperation level be like among you or other guys up front late in this race on Sunday for, you know, the people who have never won it and see the opportunity to go do that?
Well, I would think for me it would probably be more desperate. I mean, I've got a couple shots at this left, so I think more desperate. I'm certainly willing to take a few more risks here, whether it be on restarts or whatever it might be. I mean, if it's strategy, something to give us a shot to win, simply because this is a, like the Daytona 500. I really don't see this as a race where I count points. I count like, did you win or did you not? So. You know, for me, I think that's the most important thing. And hopefully we have all the pieces in place to do that. But there's only so many risks you can take. I mean, if you're 10 laps short on fuel, that's a stupid risk. You're not going to make it, right? So, but if you're a couple, then are you willing to make that risk? So I think that my team knows that you know, what I want them to do this weekend, and hopefully we execute it.
We'll go to Jordan, and then to Jess, and then to Steven.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. In golf, you always talk about majors and how many majors a player has won, that kind of thing. Why doesn't NASCAR, with its four majors, get the same conversation about X drivers only got you know, X number of majors, that kind of thing?
I'm not really sure. I mean, it's up to y'all to build that story. And I think that's what you're doing, right? Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, he's saying that even the drivers don't talk about it much. It's true. I don't know why, because it's certainly part of your resume. I mean, it's, you know, when they talk about your legacy when it's all said and done, it's that, you know, a win here, a win at Charlotte, a win at Daytona, is win at Darlington. Those are the ones that actually get printed. Nothing, you know, my Pocono wins, no one's going to care, unfortunately, about those. So, yeah, I don't know why. It's interesting, but it probably should mean more to everyone. And I think it means a lot to the drivers. I don't know why they don't. I don't know why it doesn't get spoke about quite as much. That's a good point.
We'll go over to Jess and then to Steven.
Fox 59, Jess Peters. Denny, we have Iowa coming up next. Newer track added to the schedule. What is the comfort level going to Iowa after such a massive track here to the short oval?
Well, for me, it's another question mark. I mean, North Wilkesboro was one. Iowa is the next one that is like, you know, we haven't really ever run good there. At least North Wilkesboro we did in the initial years. So I don't know. I just I'm a little worried about that one and kind of where our performance is. But I mean, nothing really would surprise me. We show up and we're good, and we show up we're bad. Neither one's really going to surprise me. But it doesn't. It's not really hard to change between big tracks and small tracks week to week. Just simply, for me, I've been doing it for so long that I've just gotten used to that. Next week could go to a road course, and you know, something dramatically different, and so you're able to turn that off in your brain, and your skill set has to change really overnight. So the minute you then switch from one track to another, how you drive and the way you make speed needs to change to acclimate to that racetrack. And so each track I have a memory of what it takes to be good at those places. Now Iowa I do not. But yeah, it's just something that just turns on Monday for me that I'm able to just switch off. And then now, okay, new track, let me remember what I did to be successful there in the past, and then let's go replicate that.
We'll take one last question from Steven.
Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Denny, the Hollywood Reporter had a story this week that Days of Thunder 2 is going ahead. From a big picture standpoint, what do you think it does for NASCAR to not only have a Hollywood production getting involved again, but to have it be a Days of Thunder sequel and to have Tom Cruise, Colt Trickle, whatever you want to call him, back in the sport?
Yeah, I think that there's nothing but positives that certainly can come out of it. Any kind of awareness you can bring to the sport, even if it's dramatized, I think can really be a good thing. So, I've met with the directors and the writers quite a bit on it, and felt like they're on a really fun path that I think it's going to be great for the screen.
Thanks, Denny.
Thank you.
All right, Denny. Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.